This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Flavanols in fruits and vegetables offer measurable cardiovascular protection, research shows. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi Pekadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Meeting dietary recommendations for 5 daily servings of fruits and vegetables may not provide optimal cardiovascular protection if those foods lack sufficient flavanols, a class of plant-derived compounds now linked to measurable heart health benefits. Recent research indicates that specific food choices, blackberries, plums, apples, broad beans, cherries, and green tea, offer substantially higher flavanol concentrations than generic produce recommendations suggest, potentially explaining variability in cardiovascular outcomes across populations with similar overall fruit and vegetable intake. Key takeaways: flavanols found in specific fruits, beans, and tea show evidence of cardiovascular protective effects independent of overall produce consumption. Foods like blackberries, apples, plums, and green tea contain significantly higher flavanol concentrations than other fruits and vegetables. Current dietary guidelines emphasizing 5 daily servings may not distinguish between flavanol-rich and flavanol-poor produce, potentially limiting health gains. Flavanol content varies dramatically within produce categories, making food selection, not just quantity, a key factor in cardiovascular disease prevention. 5+ servings of fruits and vegetables recommended daily by most health authorities, though nutrient composition, not quantity alone, determines cardiovascular benefit. Flavanol content varies dramatically across common produce. Estimated flavanol concentration, mmol/g per 100 grams. In frequently consumed fruits and vegetables, blackberries 162 mg, cherries 126 mg, apples with skin 110 mg, plums 89 mg, broad beans 68 mg, bananas 13 mg. Source: Flavanol Research Literature, 2024-2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. The cardiovascular case for flavanols. Flavanols are a subclass of polyphenolic compounds found predominantly in plant tissues, where they function as antioxidants and stress response molecules. Their presence in the human diet correlates with improvements in vascular function, blood pressure regulation, and endothelial health, mechanisms central to cardiovascular disease prevention. The bioactive pathway appears to involve flavanol metabolites enhancing nitric oxide availability in arterial tissue, thereby improving vasodilation and reducing atherosclerotic progression. What distinguishes recent findings from earlier cardiovascular nutrition research is the specificity. Not all fruits and vegetables contribute equally to flavanol intake. A blackberry-rich diet delivers substantially more cardioprotective compounds per serving than a diet centered on bananas, oranges, or conventional salad vegetables. This distinction explains why blanket recommendations for 5-a-day produce consumption show variable cardiovascular outcomes in observational studies. The nutrient density, not simply the volume, determines physiological benefit. The World Health Organization's dietary guidelines recommend plant diversity as a cornerstone of non-communicable disease prevention, though current guidance does not systematically differentiate by flavanol concentration. Beyond quantity, nutrient composition matters. Epidemiological data suggest that individuals consuming higher flavanol intakes exhibit lower rates of coronary heart disease, stroke, and cardiovascular mortality. However, traditional dietary surveys, which count servings without accounting for phytochemical composition, may misclassify dietary quality. A person consuming 5 servings of flavanol-rich blackberries, apples, and green tea would receive a vastly different cardiovascular dose than someone meeting the same numerical target with bananas, iceberg lettuce, and potatoes, despite both meeting conventional dietary recommendations. This recognition has prompted nutrition scientists to reconsider how dietary guidelines are communicated to the public. The distinction between quantity and quality of plant foods aligns with evidence from recent systematic reviews of polyphenol research, which consistently document dose-dependent cardiovascular benefits. For clinicians, this suggests that dietary counseling should emphasize not merely increasing vegetable intake, but strategically selecting produce with measurable phytochemical content. See our clinical updates section for evidence-based dietary guidance in practice. Practical selection strategies for patients and clinicians. For individuals at cardiovascular risk, flavanol-rich foods offer a tangible, cost-effective prevention strategy. Blackberries, while more expensive than some alternatives, deliver exceptional flavanol concentration per calorie. Apples, particularly when skin is consumed, provide an affordable, widely available source. Green tea offers significant flavanol content without caloric burden, making it suitable for weight management contexts. Broad beans and other legumes bridge flavanol content with plant-based protein, serving multiple nutritional objectives simultaneously. Clinicians counseling patients on heart disease prevention may find it useful to discuss food selection within broader cardiovascular risk frameworks. A patient with established hypertension or endothelial dysfunction might benefit from specific guidance on flavanol-rich options rather than generic "eat more vegetables" advice. This precision approach to nutritional medicine reflects broader trends in evidence-based health policy, moving from population-level recommendations to stratified guidance based on individual risk profiles and biological responsiveness. Flavanol-rich foods, including blackberries, apples, plums, cherries, and green tea, demonstrate significantly higher phytochemical density than generic produce, offering measurable cardiovascular protective effects when incorporated into dietary patterns. Nutrition and Cardiovascular Epidemiology Research Consensus, 2024 to 2026. Implementation gaps and future directions. Despite accumulating evidence, most public health dietary campaigns continue to emphasize vegetable quantity rather than phytochemical composition. Labeling systems, restaurant menus, and supermarket produce sections rarely highlight flavanol content, leaving consumers unable to make informed choices. This implementation gap represents an opportunity for healthcare systems and policymakers to strengthen prevention messaging. Some national health authorities have begun incorporating polyphenol-rich foods into updated dietary guidelines, though international standards remain inconsistent. Future research should clarify optimal flavanol intake targets, population-specific dose-response relationships, and interactions with medications commonly prescribed for cardiovascular disease. Additionally, investigation into whether flavanol bioavailability varies across populations, potentially driven by differences in gut microbiota composition or genetic factors, could refine personalized dietary recommendations. The convergence of nutritional science, precision medicine, and public health creates opportunity to move cardiovascular prevention from generic advice to nutrient-specific strategies backed by measurable biological endpoints. For updates on cardiovascular prevention research, follow our new studies section. What this means for patients: rather than meeting arbitrary 5-a-day targets, prioritize blackberries, apples, plums, cherries, broad beans, and green tea as high flavanol choices. Consuming these foods regularly may offer measurable cardiovascular benefit beyond general vegetable intake. For clinicians, incorporate flavanol-rich food selection into cardiovascular risk reduction counseling, particularly for patients with hypertension, endothelial dysfunction, or family history of coronary disease. Dietary specificity, not generic produce recommendations, aligns with precision prevention approaches. For policymakers, update dietary guidelines and public health messaging to distinguish between flavanol-rich and flavanol-poor produce. Consider labeling initiatives and nutrition education programs that emphasize phytochemical composition alongside caloric and macronutrient content. Frequently asked questions: are supplements containing isolated flavanols as effective as whole foods? Isolated flavanol supplements have not demonstrated the same cardiovascular benefit as flavanol-rich whole foods in clinical trials. This suggests that the broader food matrix, including fiber, additional polyphenols, and other micronutrients, contributes to the observed health effects. Whole food sources remain the evidence-based approach for cardiovascular prevention. How much green tea would I need to drink daily to reach significant flavanol levels? A typical cup of brewed green tea contains approximately 25 to 50 milligrams of flavanols, depending on steeping time and tea quality. Consuming 2 to 3 cups daily would provide a meaningful flavanol contribution, though combination with flavanol-rich fruits, apples, blackberries, offers a more varied dietary approach. Does cooking or processing destroy flavanols in food? Flavanols are relatively heat-stable, though some losses occur during prolonged cooking. Consuming apples with skin intact, eating berries fresh, and brewing green tea properly all preserve flavanol content. Processing into juices or dried forms also generally retains meaningful flavanol levels. The emerging evidence on flavanols represents a refinement in nutritional science, moving beyond generic dietary quantity toward nutrient-specific selection. As cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of mortality globally, even modest improvements in prevention strategy, when implemented at population scale, translate to substantial health gains. Clinicians and public health authorities have an opportunity to translate this research into actionable guidance, helping patients transition from simply eating more vegetables to eating the right vegetables. Source: Think you're eating healthy? You may be missing this heart-protecting nutrient.